is a place where mercy reigns and never dies. There's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide. Where all the surrender my life, I'm in all of you, I'm in all of you, where your love ran red and my sin washed twice, I owe all to you, I owe all to you.
You know, Paul meant a lot to a lot of people. And one of the biggest things that he enjoyed doing more than anything else was sharing the love of Christ with others. And there was this sermon that he did years ago, and he was actually a little too sick to actually go to the ministers' conference that we had. But he spoke on the goodness of God. And it was an interesting thing because I think the next day, a friend of ours, Ricky, said, man, this thing should go, that sermon should go down in the history books of the goodness of God. So one of the things that really struck in my remembrance, and I think it struck in a lot of people's remembrance of that sermon, and we do have it, it was recorded, and we're going to play that so that all y'all can hear the goodness of Christ and what he enjoyed the most in doing, and that was sharing just that. Go ahead, Hope.
I believe we have Paul there now.
I've heard the rumor that that was the case, but if indeed I am actually on, praise God for the opportunity and the privilege of being able to speak on his behalf. It humbles me. I've been thinking in recent days when I heard going through Romans, behold, therefore, the goodness and the severity of God on them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shalt be cut off. That's a threat and a promise that I don't want to be part of. But the first part of it is, behold the goodness and the severity. I understand the goodness. I have partaken of the goodness. I have to speak about the goodness of the severity that the scripture testifies. Those in Israel, when God had had enough of them, he cut off. And he, what does it say? Let me see if I can find it. Well, I thought I had called it up here, but it is in Romans 11. And let me see if I can yet find that. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, that eyes that they should not see and ears that they should not hear unto this day. To those in the would-be church that calls itself by his name, that's fixing to come on to you. Just as it came on Israel. Now, there were odds and ends, people that managed to escape that slumber. But as a whole, the nation of Israel was in a sleep and could not see and could not hear. I don't want to be a part of that. That's not something we want to be a part of. We want to be a part of the ministration of the goodness of the Lord. And we are a bunch who have seen the goodness of the Lord. It has been our privilege to see people raised from the dead. It's been our privilege to be partakers of those who have been healed over and over again. It's been our privilege to see the Lord move dynamically and powerfully in people's lives. That is what we're called to walk as Jesus walked. His goodness is our first experience with his goodness is in testimony of his word. But as we see the testimony of his word, we start seeing where he has impacted our lives with his goodness. And his goodness ends up being that is abundantly above that which we could ask or think. That's how good his goodness is. It is my desire that everybody know and partake of that goodness. The severity of God, why he ended up having to cut off Israel, That was not the ultimate severity. The ultimate severity was he had to put all that sin on his son. And he spared not his son for our benefit. And it doesn't get any better in the good department than that, because while we were yet his sinners and the enemies of God, he sacrificed his son for us. Romans 8:32, he that spared not his only son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? That is the goodness of the God we serve. That is the goodness of the God I pursue. That is the reason that I keep on keeping on. Because he is that good. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He's been like that. He was like that 2,000 years ago. He's like that now. He will be like that 2,000 years from now. He doesn't vary. He doesn't turn. That is how he is. That is our God. As I'm looking to find the last couple of scriptures, this is the other good thing that he is for us. I beseech you, brethren, mark them. Mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. An example. And we have been given an example of how to walk. Because that goodness of the Lord has given us those in the line of authority over us. He has shown his love and his commitment to us. And in the exercise of patience, and I just think of myself as an example, I don't know that I would have ever paid as much attention to me as Davy paid to me, for reasons I have was totally clueless about for many years. The amount of time and the amount of patience, the amount of dedication to the work of the Lord was... Yet, I still don't understand why he did that. But I praise God that he did. And, you know, the thing is, I see the operation of love, 1 Corinthians 13, in the exercise of patience, Romans 5 and James 1. The patience is just an unmovable devotion to the cause of the purpose for which you've been called. And that patience, that devotion to the cause for which I am employed, is that which has worketh in my life and in others' lives, and has brought forth somebody who can be profitable for the gospel. That is love expressed and manifest in our lives. There have been people who the Lord has set over us who love us first before themselves and have given us an opportunity to advance and to express manifest the love and the patience and the incredible opportunity that Lord our God has given us. How can we not, with power and manifold agreement, express this to other people until however long it takes them to get it? It is the best news we have ever heard. It doesn't get any better than this. It will change your life and will give an opportunity for somebody else to change their life. Because our Lord, our Father, is the Father of lights, with whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. That's the best news there has ever been. That Lord and God that was with David, that was with Moses, that was with Abraham, he is with us. Grab on. He's got his hand outstretched. Take it and come on. Let's go. Let's go. I'm done.
Been set free by God. tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God, 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 praise God.
Well, there you go. I wanted to share one last piece. And it's not that you can go online and listen to him all the time. He's got plenty more of them. But I love Paul so much. And I tell you, you know, I was a screw-up. Anybody knows me in the past, I was really a screw-up. And one of the things that I knew that I could go and where I could go when I just absolutely just dropped the ball, you know, go blew all my money on stuff I shouldn't be blowing it on, is I could go, and I knew that I could go and talk with Paul. Go, I've screwed up, man. I've screwed up. You know, his response was, you can always turn to the Lord. It's not over. He's still right there. He paid the price. And I remember one instance, I was struggling quite a bit. And he's reading Romans. And he's like, turn to Romans, you know. In Romans 8, there's a scripture. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And he had me repeat, there is therefore now no condemnation, over and over until I got it. Because I was, man. But let's recognize in the memory of Paul and his service unto the Lord, his work is now done. And that suffering is now gone. And he's up with the Lord with a new body, and he's free from all that pain. And yet, when he spoke that message, he was sick, he was hurting, but he still carried on and he still preached about how God was good through it all. It has been an honor and a privilege to be able to serve Paul all the way up to the end. And to have him a part of my life. And I know many others that he's touched just by sharing that love of Christ that he had. And there's one song that we're going to play, one more song that we're going to play. And this was his favorite song. This was his favorite song. And I just want to do it as a remembrance of him. And that he got to where he was hoping to go.
When he rose up the sleeves, the angels putting on the ribs. Our God is an awesome God. There is thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists. Our God is an awesome God. The Lord was a joking when he kicked them out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that his blood, his return is very close. You'd better be believing that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. When the starless and the void of the night, our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light. Our God is an awesome God. The judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. The mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Well, look, praise the Lord. Let not this be a sadness, but a joy and a celebration of him going home and that pain and that suffering being over. Amen. Amen. Let's go enjoy this day. Amen. Let's go have some good food. Let's reminisce about Paul and the good times that we had and the funny things that he did and the aggravations we laughed hysterically about. Huh? He was a trip. He was a character. Very unusual. But I loved him. And he loved the Lord, and he loved sharing the love of the Lord. And he definitely had the love of the Lord in him to share. Amen.